This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. House of Representatives made history by formally charging U.S. President Donald Trump with high crimes and misdemeanors. AP Sagar Magani reports.
First on abuse of power.
Article 2 is adopted.
And then obstructing Congress. Donald Trump becoming just the third president impeached in American history, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats had no choice.
To protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Arguing the president broke his oath by enlisting foreign election interference and then stonewalling Congress's investigation. He's sending blame the other way.
Crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame.
Insisting there's no crime. The president says he's confident the GOP-led Senate will do the right thing and acquit him, though Pelosi's leaving some doubt about the next steps. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As he was being impeached Wednesday night, President Trump was speaking at a campaign rally in Michigan. Mr. Trump told his supporters that Democrats will pay for their actions at the polls.
They're giving up their honor and they'll receive a big backlash at the box office. When you take a look, that ballot box on November 3rd, I think we're going to have crowds like we've never had.
Mr. Trump is only the third U.S. president to be impeached. Queen Elizabeth II formally opened a new session of Britain's Parliament on Thursday with a speech laying out Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plans. She says Johnson will use his commanding majority to take Britain out of the European Union and shake up the country's public services. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday he believes Britain wants better economic ties with Russia and praised Prime Minister Johnson for better understanding the mood of the British society on Brexit than his political rivals. This is VOA News. China is repeating its call for North Korea to show restraint and compromise as renewed provocations from Pyongyang stroke fears it will break off talks with Washington and conduct a major weapons test, possibly during the Christmas holiday. A Chinese government official says, despite the tensions over North Korea, the overall situation has not deviated from a track of dialogue and consultations. The comments come as the U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, arrives in the Chinese capital for talks. Australia's most populous state declared its second emergency in as many months on Thursday as extreme heat and strong winds stoked scores of uncontrolled bushfires. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Australia's raging bushfires have sparked a state of emergency in New South Wales on Thursday. That's where major city Sydney is located. Extreme heat and hard winds have fanned massive flames there. A state of emergency gives firefighters broad powers. They can now force evacuations, close roads, and shut down power or water. This is the same week the Australian continent logged its hottest day on record. A nationwide heat wave is forecast to top a blistering 40 degrees Celsius.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. For the first time, the World Health Organization reports the number of men smoking around the world has dropped, indicating measures to end the global tobacco epidemic are paying off. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch of the report in Geneva.
World Health Organization officials call this a major shift in the fight against tobacco, which every year kills more than 8 million people prematurely. Data from 143 countries shows a decline in tobacco use for the first time among men, following a steady rise in the use of this deadly product during the past two decades. The report finds approximately 43 million children aged 13 to 15 smoke, with boys using tobacco at twice the rate as girls. It says Southeast Asia has the highest rates of tobacco use, while Sub-Saharan Africa has the lowest. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hong Kong protesters rallied outside diplomatic missions on Thursday to urge foreign governments to follow the United States and pass human rights bills. Legislation the protesters hope will put pressure on Beijing and support their pro-democracy campaign. Meanwhile, Hong Kong police say they have arrested four people on suspicion of money laundering and have frozen 70 million Hong Kong dollars. They say the money is being used to support the anti-government protests. For more on any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.